Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green Counting program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Nate Byerly. He's with the Sherdan Fire and Rescue Unit and one of the individuals who jumped into a freezing cold riverbed creek last week to save an individual from a trapped submerged vehicle. So thank you very much, Nate, for being on. And let's start out from the beginning. Just tell me when you got the call and about responding to the original incident took place last Thursday over at West Buttery Creek in the northern part of the county.
Well, when we originally got the call, we had some confusion as to what actually was happening or where it was even at. So at first we thought potentially it was in a ditch, not a creek. As we were headed that direction, we started to understand that there was a lot more water surrounding. So we were having some issues, and they were curious about boats, and Sherdan doesn't have a boat. So we had to, at that time, ask for Jefferson to go get their boat. As we were understanding, it was going to be more of a creek. We weren't for sure of what injuries the person had at that time, or, you know, if it was multiple people or anything like that. You never really can prepare until you get there for what actually is until you're there.
For sure. And then when you got to the scene, I understand that it was you and one of the sheriff's deputies, Shane Allen, had miraculously decided to jump into a freezing cold that was somewhat out of its banks. Could you kind of go back to when you made that decision to just push your own personal safety aside and jump into that freezing cold water?
Deputy Allen and myself have been doing this a while, and unfortunately, you can't sit and think about your own personal safety as much as the person that's actually having a serious issue, because they've been there longer. You know, they have more things wrong with them, obviously. And we like to think that hopefully we're still able-bodied and in the right mind to make the right decisions. And sometimes you just don't get very many chances or seconds to sit and think about it. It's just things that happen.
When you made that decision to jump into the creek, take me back to that moment when you first got into that water. What was it like? What was going through your mind as you're sitting there in a creek bed full of water getting out to this individual?
Just to get to the water, you're actually stepping through several potholes that are probably knee-deep at least, full of water as well, so you're kind of getting acclimated to the water, you think. And then we tried to get in to the water, and we're just going to swim directly to her. But the water was moving so fast and cold and deep that we tried to just throw her a rope and see if we can get the rope to her and go that route. Once we discovered that that was going to be difficult, but we did make it happen, that's when everything changed drastically and whatever you had planned didn't work anymore.
What changed that you had to ditch the rope route and go in yourselves?
So once we threw her the rope, we'd like to give everyone the option before we have to risk anyone else's safety, can you handle getting the rope around yourself? You know, and then we can pull her together. We can use that rope to get to her. All of those things are possibilities. And then once she thought she had a hold of the rope, she let go of the vehicle. Well, she did not have a hold of the rope securely enough. And that is actually when Shane Allen and myself decided that we had to jump into the creek and start swimming after her.
And tell me, what was the water like as you're trying to swim out there to her?
I would like to say that it was so cold that you can't even comprehend. But at that exact second, at that moment, you don't even realize it. Hmm. The water was very, very strong. You think you're in shape. You think you're a big, strong guy. And then all of a sudden you realize the water is way more powerful than what you ever are. So we swam down, and I had one rope tied to my waist. I don't know if Deputy Allen had anything or not. I knew he kind of grabbed a hold of mine for a little bit. I got a hold of her, pushed her closer to the shore. Deputy Allen grabbed a hold of her. We had some people up on the shore helping grab a hold of all of us as well. And that's really when the cold started to set in. You realize that things were cold at that point because now your adrenaline is slowed down because you realize there's a chance that everyone's going to make it out fairly safely at this point.
Now, when you were going out to this individual, was the vehicle completely submerged by water? Was it getting to that point? Take us to that moment.
The vehicle, along with the victim at that point, you could barely make out the top of the vehicle. You could kind of see the color, but really the luggage rack on the vehicle was the only thing visible inside the water. I believe that she had rolled down a window and was kind of sitting on the door, holding onto the top of the vehicle. So you could see basically from her shoulders up was all you could really see.
Okay. And so how do you coordinate something like that with another person, thankfully, there that was helping you retrieve this individual? How do you coordinate something like that when it comes to water?
you jump in and go after it. You hope that all of the people that are around you have enough training, experience, knowledge to be able to react the same way and go with the flow. There's no, in any certain rescue situation, no matter what it is, there's no textbooks, there's no guidelines. Everyone is different.
Nate, what's this kind of been like for you now that the incident has passed? You got the individual out. What kinds of comments, feedback have you been hearing from the overall public that's heard about this story?
I've heard nothing but great things from the public, from everyone that surrounded me, and that is amazing to hear. The one thing that I don't think happens enough is that everyone gets all of that praise as well. You know, without me being tied to a rope, things could have went differently. Well, someone has to hold on to that rope for me. You know, somebody has to get all of the equipment there. We need people to carry once we get the victim out of the water, because obviously at that point I'm tired, cold. You know, things aren't necessarily perfect for me at that point, so I can't do everything. So I have to rely on all of the other people around me as well. So really, it is a group effort, and that's the one thing that I want to take away from everything is it's not just myself or Deputy Allen that did everything. You know, we had 15 or 20 or however many people there that were just as helpful that day, I guess.
Well, and going back to your point about the group effort, I mean, you had several different departments and agencies there. You yourself were with somebody from the Greene County Sheriff's Office. How important is it that everybody in the county and even in the surrounding counties comes together in an effort like this to save an individual's life?
It's a tremendous experience to get to see. And, you know, we all spend hours upon hours throughout the years working with each other, training with each other, communicating, and all of those things become very helpful in situations, especially when you know, okay, I can rely on this person. I can rely on this person. Everyone has their own strengths, weaknesses, so you try to figure those out throughout the years. Everyone works together very well in our county, and that's great. We have great management in place. That always helps as well to make sure that everyone's in the right positions, doing the right jobs that they should be doing.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Nate Byerly, who's part of the Sherdan Fire and Rescue Unit and involved in the life-saving measure of an individual from last week in a riverbed creek. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.